Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Austin Bechtold, who you hear on the Pop and Joe show, I did not know that he's only 23 years old until today. I thought he was older than that. Not because I think he's like a super mature person, but he's climbed the ladder pretty well for himself, that little Austin.
When you kind of talk to Austin and you get into like emotional Austin, where he becomes very attached to certain sports teams and he gets a little sensitive if you give him a hard time, it makes
like
sense.
Like when he blocked me for the Drew Aller
comments? That's what I was getting to. He does not always take he's not always gracious in defeat. You got to sometimes deal with a little trolling and a little ball busting in our business, and I think he's working on that. He's trying to make a year two jump.
So, he posted a fan Twitter poll. Austin's done two things that I think have spawned pretty good conversation on the station at large. When he said he respected the Ravens,
you seized upon that. You clutched that statement and wrung its neck.
Yep, and this experiment he did with this fan Twitter poll. Which team is in best position to succeed over the next 5 years? 2025 to 2030. Who is in the best position to succeed? Pirates, Penguins, Steelers. 46% of our listeners said the Pirates.
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
Almost half. Add up Steelers and Penguins, and it's still not as it's barely more. It's 54%. It's barely more than the amount of people that said Pirates.
I just don't know how that's possible. I can understand the Penguins getting a very low share of this vote. They obviously...
They got the lowest share. They only got 15%.
No, I'm looking at it right now. And good for Austin. He got more votes on this poll than I've gotten on one of the ones I've put up in
more than we have for
time.
TRT today, Total Request Thursday, trying to allow you to pick the 5:30 topic.
Yeah, make sure. I'll retweet that that hasn't seen it yet.
The options right now for TRT
we'll
are as follows.
There.
Steelers quarterback dilemma. Bills Ravens, Bob Uecker, Tristan Jarry.
I'm retweeting it before I vote. My guess is that we actually have a chance here for the one that I'm voting for right now to win, Bob Uecker. Oh, no.
Wrong.
It is just a crushing defeat
again. Steelers quarterback dilemma. All you guys do is talk about quarterbacks. Well, you're telling us that's what you want us to talk about right now. 51% are saying talk quarterback. But anyways.
But then there's like a guy in the mentions, playoff football, Bills, Ravens. It's topical, exciting. Give the middling Steelers and Penguins a rest. Buddy, you got to tell the rest of Pittsburgh. That's the whole point. This is the people making themselves heard, and this is what they want to hear.
Yep. Anyways. So you were saying you understand why the Penguins
were
lagging so far behind.
A couple
behind.
Quick reasons. I mean, hockey rebuilds are inherently very difficult to execute properly. Even if you do all the basic steps to set one up, it doesn't mean you're going to actually hit on enough players. And oftentimes it's just luck of the draw. Will you get a McDavid? Will you get a Crosby in a draft?
You, I think, How do you define rebuild?
Like a true, what the Kings basically did, where they were bad for a while, and then they kept like Anje Kopitar, for example. They kept a couple pieces, and now they're back.
They get knocked out by the Oilers in the first round of the playoffs every year.
Well, that's because the Oilers' rebuild was better. They got they didn't really rebuild. They kept screwing up number one overall picks till they finally got one they couldn't with McDavid, and they've even tried there.
I don't think it's that hard in hockey to go from bad to average, and average actually gives you a shot in that sport. So I think what you're...
What I mean is to get to the top of the league again and be like a force.
Well, I think what you're... This is just my opinion trying to get inside your brain.
Oh, here we go.
I think what you're talking more about, and I completely get this, is how do they get back to being like...
The Penguins. That, like, very up-tempo, fun...
An it property.
Correct.
Where they have, like...
Buzzworthy.
They have, once Sidney Crosby leaves, they have an identifiable player or identifiable players.
I'm 39 years old. Do you know why I think that way? My entire
Mario,
life...
Mario, Jagr, Sid, Gino.
My entire
period.
Life, 37 or so of 39 years, has contained them having, at worst, like, the third best player in hockey.
But,
and probably the most identifiable name in hockey on their roster.
But to be a team that gets to like 95 points and has a nondescript leading scorer and gets into the playoffs,
sure.
That's not that hard.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the companion to that statement. This team, like, and this town, in a sense, rejects the kind of hockey that sometimes can yield that, which is like system-oriented. Kevin Constantine here got run out of town on a rail because Jaromir Jagr didn't want to play for Mr. Defense First, Defense Second, Defense Third. Like, for better or worse, and I actually think in a way it's for better because they are routinely, when they're good, like entertaining and good, they want to build it a certain way here. And I think that's a tough way to get it for the fourth straight, like, sort of decade or
sure.
generation of hockey.
Okay, so that explains why you said you understood why the Penguins were so far behind the other two teams, even though they've been the most successful of the three lately.
Yeah, I think they have a taller mountain to climb. I don't understand why almost 50% of people have picked the Pirates, and here's why. They have the single most important thing that a team in their position would want to try to get, and that is the best pitcher in baseball on an incredibly team-friendly deal. I don't want what I'm about to say to be true, but I know it is true. So far, despite anything they have said at the top of the organization, from the owner on down, about urgency, about building, about any of that, they have not done one thing this offseason to suggest that they understand the gift that they have in Paul Skeens and that they are going to try to maximize the quality of the on-field product around him while they still have him for a song. That is a problem. I don't know what people are looking at other than his literal presence on the roster to give them that degree of optimism. The Steelers, for as much as we, I think, justifiably bitch and moan about the flaws in the organization, did make the playoffs this year. If somehow good Russell Wilson had shown up for that game, maybe they take it down to the wire and even pull a shocker.
No. No, you're not selling me with that, though, dude.
But in comparison to the Pirates, they are closer by virtue of having at least gotten there. And the Pirates have to build a team, a roster, that survives the truest regular season crucible, even with expanded playoffs in sports.
But I feel like the Steelers... Okay, so the impediment with the Pirates is they're not...
You can't build it on the cheap and get lucky in a short-term sample size.
I disagree with that.
You can build a team for a very low payroll and have it hit, but like they've done none of... They don't have much of the material you need. The Guardians this year had one of the craziest, like, most lights-out bullpens of all time till they didn't when Klaase started, like, leaking oil and blowing games. But, like, the Pirates have one big-time pitcher, Pony.
I know.
And what else?
I would still put the Steelers third. I would put the Steelers behind the Pirates and Penguins.
The only
right
reason
now.
You're putting them behind the Penguins is goalie randomness in the
NHL
playoffs.
Well, right. If they've got a huge hill to climb here in terms of making up points in terms of what you historically need to make the playoffs, but if Blomqvist is good, they've got a shot. And then once they're in, who knows? Taking your chances against New Jersey or Carolina is different than taking your chances against, I don't know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, or Lamar Jackson in a playoff game. And as far as the Pirates go, like, yeah, I'm pissed off that they haven't done anything. But they have the pitching, starting pitching nucleus in theory. They play in a bad division. I'm mad that they're not seizing the opportunity. But if you put a gun to my head right now and said, your dogs and daughter depend on getting this answer right, will the Pirates have a losing record this year, yes or no? I would not feel great about it. I would say no, but I wouldn't feel great about it.
If somebody asked me that same question about my sons and dogs and wife, I would say, what did Pony say? And then I would do the opposite.
Thank you, Malsy. Donnie, where? How would you have voted in this poll?
I think I actually would have gone, I guess, the opposite route of you, Pony, because you had it in what order again?
I would go Penguins 1, Pirates 2, Steelers 3.
See, I agree there. I would not have the Pirates first, and I can understand when people select them, you know, for some of the reasons you guys laid out. Like, they have a generational talent. They have a golden arm, golden ticket. Until you make a true effort in building around that player and taking advantage of what they have, it's really hard for anybody to say that they are the answer, not to mention the playoffs in baseball, still the hardest one to get into. The thing with the Steelers is that if they actually were to hit on a quarterback, we know how important it is in the league. That could be all it takes.
Well, I agree with you, but how do they do it?
Well, yeah, it's easier said than done, but I'm saying, just for this hypothetical, if they would, that immediately leapfrogs them.
100%, but I think it's the hardest thing to do the three things we're talking about.
Well, I do agree with that in this way. Structurally, the way they're comprised right now, the brain trust, Tomlin and everybody else, Mike, it's just accurate to say he has never presided over the drafting and development of a successful
young
quarterback.
That's the other thing I was going to say.
But independent of him not being proven in that department whatsoever, I will even allow for this. It is still a huge crapshoot in the NFL to get one and get the right one.
Correct.
Like, and there are two factors.
But you guys also said on, yeah, there's another one. You said it on Tuesday after he talked. The vast majority of these teams are taking quarterbacks either in the top five or in the top half of the draft. Are they going
to
get bad enough where they get in position
to
even take one of those guys?
They're going to have to
trade up. And then it gets to what you just said. Do you actually, once they do that, do you trust the brain trust they have? Exactly.
It's not even so much that I trust. Like, I think that Mike Tomlin knows, like, what a talented player looks like when he sees it. Like, he would understand, like, hey, do I have access to draft Drake May? He would go, I want to draft that guy. I think he looks pretty awesome. I think once he gets in the quote-unquote Steelers program, I mean, I have no faith in their ability to develop one.
It hasn't been the Pirates in almost 10 years, but there's usually a bottom five payroll team that makes the playoffs and sometimes even wins the playoff series.
You know, the real – yeah, but there's the Guardians and other teams that just do it better than they do it.
No doubt.
The Brewers are usually close to that bottom five. And now that – you know what's really depressing about them? The Sacramento Athletics, clearly, like, who just didn't spend money despite Oakland, are spending more money than the Pirates do.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.